Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the latest episode of Hardcore Photography. I'm your host, Mike, and I'm here with my good friend, Sticky Rick. Hey, this is Mike Hoagland. Today's episode is just about a hoax. A hoax that has permeated the film photography community for at least 6-7 years. I like to call it the Great Fuji Freezer. The Great Fuji Freezer is a conspiracy theory that states the Fujifilm in 2012 executed a huge run of film stock, took all those rolls and put them in the deep freeze, started pulling out the equipment from their production line, and that signaled the end of Fujifilm in the film business. Now, on the surface, it doesn't make any sense. All they would have to do is just make their film, tell us, come and get it. But according to this theory, they were trying to extend the sales of Fujifilm as long as they possibly could. I don't know what the theory was. Maybe they were expecting that with inflation, that by the end of the run, the cost of the film would be higher and they would make more profit. Well, me being new into film, I believed it. There was a fairly well-known podcaster that was stating this. And I thought, okay, well, he's been in film longer than I have, so he's got to know. About a month after that, there were postings that Walmart was clearancing out their Fujifilm for half price. Hey, cool. Go get me some cheap film. Be able to shoot for the next couple months. Sounds great. And people have been talking about Fuji dropping out. Okay. But surprisingly, a month after that, new boxes of Fujifilm were showing up at Walmart. These were repackaged into 336s. New graphics on their boxes. And it was freshly dated. I kind of wondered about that, because why would a company change their packaging, hire somebody to design new graphics, continue to market, even though supposedly they were dropping out of film? So I emailed that podcaster and I said, what's up with Fuji replacing 24 exposure rolls with 36 exposure rolls? The podcaster responds with this. Just saw that. Really don't know what it means. Maybe they are low on their quantity of 24 exposure rolls. I still believe that Fuji isn't manufacturing new film at this point, and are only selling existing stocks that they have stockpiled. But who knows? It is an interesting development. Signed, Mike. This podcaster not only did not question what he had been propagating for the past year, but he straight up doubled down. I still believe that they are not manufacturing film. I asked him for proof. Do you have any proof of this? Anything? The response was, well, I heard from, and then the list just went on and on. It turns out there was no proof, and he wasn't the only one. There was another podcaster from a Canadian podcast who said, and I quote, on the Sunny 16 podcast, by the way, he was a guest, he said, Fujifilm is out of the film business and they're never coming back. But what he neglected to do was offer any proof. Any proof. So, I had to do my research. And guess what? There was no proof. None. This whole thing had been blown up out of proportion, and nobody had any proof. So, I'm on Facebook. Hey man, do you have any proof? Ah, you're an asshole. Hey man, do you have any proof? Aw, what are you, stupid? Hey man, do you have any proof? You're a dick. Okay, guess what? Last week, Fujifilm just announced that it was releasing Acros 100 Mark II. Guess who's the dick? Here's the thing, people. You cannot just accept what they're telling you. When it sounds crazy, do a little research. Make sure that it's actually reasonable. And then when somebody says, do you have proof? You say, sure do. Right here, check it out. Because if somebody says, do you have proof? And you realize you have none, you need to question yourself. But it's cool. It's cool. Because now, every time somebody says some crazy theory like that, people will be looking back at the great Fuji freezer. And they'll say, I wonder if this is real. Or if it's made up like the great Fuji freezer.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.